It's Shy Grad Week at WBEZ. Each day we've been honoring local graduates who missed out on ceremonies and festivities amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Today in our final installment, WBEZ's Sarah Karp brings us the story of a star student at a small school in the middle of a changing Chicago neighborhood.
I'm Rafael Galarza, and I go to John A. Wash Elementary. It feels kind of like a second home to me since I've gone for it such a long time.
Rafael started kindergarten at Walsh in Pilsen and stayed there all the way through his eighth grade year. During that time, he went from a timid child who barely spoke English to a valedictorian. He just earned a spot at Walter Payton High School, arguably the top-performing public high school in the state. In part, Rafael credits some teachers who intervened, not because he was struggling, but because he needed to be challenged. But he says first and foremost, his mother drove him.
When I was little, my mom usually made me sit down in at house, even when I was just pre-K. She would make me sit down and just do math equations or read to her, and I always had to practice a lot in my early years.
He says he understands why she demands so much from him and his brother.
I think she wants us to have maybe a better life than she did. For a long time, she lived in Mexico with not much. When she got here, she also didn't have a lot. She had, like, small jobs that didn't pay too much. So she probably just wants us to have, like, a better life, maybe own our own house, and she's always lived in, like, having to pay rent in apartments.
In sixth grade, his teacher noticed that he was breezing through math assignments. She suggested he try out the seventh grade math class. Brenda Fonseca was his teacher. She says the harder work was good for him, but it was clear to her and other teachers that he also needed to build other skills. He sat by himself and was really shy.
And we were just looking at what else does Rafael need? And one of the things we saw that he needed was to become more social, to become more aware of, you know, beyond himself.
So they devised a plan to get him to interact with other students. They arranged for him to tutor in a special education classroom. Fonseca says that helped him open up and become more social. Walsh is a small school with only about 300 students. Fonseca says teachers have the time and space to see what students need and cater to them. But the school didn't start off small. The gentrification in the Pilsen neighborhood has driven a lot of his classmates away over the years. Rafael says only 10 children that he went to kindergarten with will graduate with him.
It does make me sad sometimes knowing that they were kind of forced out almost, and they just couldn't afford living here. But I mean, I just hope for the best for them and that they were able to like succeed in whatever they wanted to do.
As valedictorian, the message he hopes to leave with his classmates is shaped by these experiences, what his mother has gone through, and seeing the families of his friends struggle and then move away.
To understand that, well, not all the time the world can be perfect, and sometimes they have to work pretty hard for something that they want or to make the world a little better, especially like in our position that we have, because most of us were just lower class or middle class students, so we'd have to work hard if we want to get anywhere higher.
And that's just what Rafael has done and plans to continue to do. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.